song. You've got to sing for your little dick. You can't sing whistle at the old chuck wagon rolls along. Oh, you hungry waddy, hurry on. For the range cook says it won't be long. If you don't come and get it, baby, you'll regret it as the old chuck wagon goes along. Rent all pancakes, come and get them.
Howdy, waddies. This is Ranch House Jim saying welcome for the makers of ready-mixed Ranch House pancake flour, the new and different recipe that makes real Western-style pancakes and waffles like there's a Colorado cloud. Now, first, for a round of songs and stories. Then later, you'll hear our thriller of the week, our rip-roaring adventure of the West. So keep tuned in. Come on, boys, before we taste of the festive board, we've got to earn our keep by singing.
Just me and my old cow pony a-riding along. We're herding and driving the cattle. Me and my old cow pony, we're happy as can be, a-riding to the rhythm of the saddle. A-riding to the rhythm of the saddle. Singing an old cowboy song. You can bet your boots we'll be where a man is always free, a-riding to the rhythm of the saddle. Just me and my old cow pony a-riding along. We herded the dogies and cattle, and now we're heading home along that old dusty trail, a-riding to the rhythm of the saddle. A-riding to the rhythm of the saddle. Singing an old cowboy song. You can bet your boots will be where a man is always free, riding to the rhythm of the saddle.
Ranch House pancakes are fluffy and light. That's what makes them a super delight. Folks are shouting their praises aloud. They're light, 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 light. Light as a fleecy Colorado cloud.
Waddies, it's just plain natural to sing and shout about Western-style pancakes made with new and different Ranch House pancake flour. Young Catherine Bauer of Albion, Indiana, knows how it is because she wrote and said, "We've tried Ranch House pancake flour, and now I don't blame you cowboys for hollering and hooraying about your pancakes. They're really wonderful. You see there, pals? There's never been anything like this Ranch House pancake flour before. It's the only pancake mix with a secret blend that gives you that zesty, true Western flavor and makes pancakes
light as a fleecy Colorado cloud.
And they're so easy to fix, too. You just add milk or water and put them on the griddle. So ask Mom to get Ranch House pancake flour today, won't you? I'd sure appreciate it. And tell her it's guaranteed by your friend Ranch House Jim to make the lightest, fluffiest, best-tasting pancakes and waffles, too, that you ever ate, bar none. If it don't, just send me the box top and I'll pay you back the price of the whole box. Say, Fireball.
Yes, Mr. Jim?
I tell you, me and the boys will help you if you sing another one of those spirituals that our friends like so much.
Oh, all right, boys, start me off on the old locks of moving.
The old lark's a mover and a mover and a mover and the old lark's a mover and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover and a mover and a mover and the old lark's a mover and I'm a going home.
How many days did the water fall? 40 days and nights and all.
The old lark's a mover and a mover and a mover and the old lark's a mover and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover and a mover and a mover and the old lark's a mover and I'm a going home.
Old man Mora built himself an ark, started either floating when the days was dark.
The old lark's a mover and a mover and a mover and the old lark's a mover and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover and a mover. and a mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home.
The animals came in two by two, first the hippopotamus and then the kangaroo.
The old lark's a mover in, the mover in, the mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home.
I see that sister dressed so fine, she ain't got Jesus on her mind.
The old lark's a mover in, the mover in, the mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover in, the mover in, the mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home.
See that brother dressed so gay, death's gonna come and I'll carry him away.
The old lark's a mover in, the mover in, the mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm a going home. The old lark's a mover in, a mover in, a mover in, the old lark's a mover in, and I'm going home.
Oh, Fireball, that was fine. You did it fine.
Thank you, Miss Jim. You know, Mr. Jim, it sure is pretty out here this time of year, ain't it? Makes me wish I was a poetry writing man. I sure would tell all about it in real pretty words.
Well, Fireball, it is pretty out here now. I don't think that you have to be a poet to tell folks how it looks. Just say what's in your mind. I think they'll get the idea.
Oh, no, no, Miss Jim. I think I better leave that up to you. I'd just get myself all tied up around my eye teeth and wouldn't be able to see what I was saying.
Well, Fireball, I don't know about that. You see, everything has something about it that's hard to understand.
Yes.
You see, you hear the whine of the coyote from way up on some high ridge. Now, why does he point his nose up at the sky?
Oh.
Why climb to that high ridge? Why do the buzzards circle slow-like and lazily in the sky? Why is the sky clear in many places, yet many others have a streak of red across it as though some angry painter had tried to ruin his masterpiece with one stroke of his brush? Well, I don't know, friends. I think you can safely say it's just the touch of God's hand. The prairie sun sends down its ray to warm my heart through every day. The starlight beam that guides my way is just the touch of God's hand. Morning when the dew is on the sage and the clean smell of the air. You look off at the snow-capped mountains with their sides all covered with pine trees like a fur coat. Across the valley floor that's blanketed by the growing, blooming wildflowers. The cool running rivers and deep, clear pools. The round, strong bowl of the barrel cactus that holds water enough for a wanderer that's lost his way. The high buffalo grass that grows all over the range as life food for cattle. The fertile plains that are turned into producing farms. The sifting, changing sands of the desert. The rock formations that have formed over many years. The layers of multicolored rock in the face of a cliff. The rains that fall to cool the heat. The light footfall of padded feet from the keen instinct of the female deer she teaches her fawn the ways of the woods. The silver spray of the falls as they plunge to the rocks below. The rainbow hues that seem to crown the blue of the hills, the deep purple of the sage flower. Yes, I think to be honest, you have to say this land of ours was made by the touch of God's hand. The scattered pearls of morning. Silver veil of moonbeams too is just the touch of God's hand.
Oui, Miss Jim. Sometimes I think you're two different men.
Why?
You run this here ranch with all this trouble, yet you has time to notice all them things. When does you have time to see them all?
Huh? Well, Fireball, I guess you just notice them from time to time. You don't have to take any special time to see them.
Yes, I know. Sometimes I get to looking, and then I think how much work it must have been to build all that. Then I get upset. You know how that word work affects me.
Yeah. Yes, I'm afraid that you and work were never meant to be bosom buddies. Come on, man. Let's sing another song.
We've a long way to go. Tell me, why are you so slow? Move along, lazy cattle, move along. Not coming back. It's a shame, but it's a fact. Move along, lazy cattle, move along. This is the last trail you've traveled over. Fill up on sage and clover. Move on, you prairie rover, move on. And when you're all steak and stew together, I'll still be pounding leather. Move on, you cattle, move along. This is the last trail you've traveled over. Fill up on sage and clover. Move on, you prairie rover, move on. And when you're all steak and stew together, I'll still be pounding leather. Move on, you cattle, move along.
Now you see that, Miss Jim? I ain't the only one that's lazy. That song done said them cows was lazy.
What?
I don't feel so bad now.
All right, Fireball, you win, you win. You know, friends, even a lazy man like Fireball can enjoy pancakes made from Ranch House pancake flour because they're so easy to fix. You know what is? The West is famous for wonderful pancakes. Folks from all over the country have traveled out here to the West to enjoy them. But now, now with new and different Ranch House pancake flour, you can enjoy real Western-style pancakes right at home. So, tell you what you do. You ask Mom to get Ranch House pancake flour today in the red and yellow box with my picture on the front. Will you do that? Thanks, a heap, Whitey's. Well, fellas, looks like we got a little more time before I tell my story, so, well, how about another song?
At the old corn dance, I remember long ago, when we met around that old cider mill. At the old barn dance, we would swing from do-si-do to the strains of an old-time quadrille. Although years have passed away, seems only yesterday that you showed my heart the way to romance. And I bless each hour for the sweet unfading flower that I met at the old barn dance. Passed away, seems only yesterday that you showed my heart the way to romance. And I bless each hour for the sweet and fading flower that I met at the old barn dance.
Well, Waddy, you know, I've always held that in order to start off the day with a spring in your step, you've got to eat a good nourishing breakfast. So I felt mighty pleased to hear how the Rasniks down near Dayton, Ohio, got over their habit of going without breakfast. Young Dolores Rasnik wrote and said, "We wouldn't dream of missing breakfast now since we found out about Ranch House pancakes. We have them with maple syrup or with honey or jelly, and they're super-duper delicious." You bet you they are, Dolores. "And so light and fluffy, you'd swear a Colorado crowd got mixed in the recipe. That's the big reason folks all go for pancakes made with new and different Ranch House pancake flour. And remember, Ranch House is the only pancake mix with a secret blend that gives you that zesty, true Western flavor. So, friend, ask Mom to get some at her grocer's today, won't you? I'd be powerful pleased if you'd try it, and I guarantee the whole family will be delighted. Yes, sir, if Ranch House pancake flour don't make the lightest, fluffiest, best-tasting pancakes you ever ate, bar none, just send me the box top and I'll pay you back the price of the whole box. Well, what is like I told you last week, today's story is all about a mighty exciting experience that Pedro and me had one time, and it also concerns a gal. Me? I'm plumb scared of anything that wears skirts, less than she's over 70 or under 70. And this gal was somewhere in between, but closer to the 7 than the 70. Well, I'd been to Albuquerque for a couple of days, and when I got off of the train at Navajo Sink, I had to take Lake Whitaker State for the 40-odd miles from the sink to make the verdict. Well, sir, as I walked up to old Lake Stagecoach, I could see that the old man was talking to a young girl.
Howdy, ma'am. Reckon you're Miss Caldwell, ain't you?
That's right, and you're Mr. Whitaker.
Howdy, Lake. Say, you got room for a poor pilgrim in that flea-bit rattle-trap you call a stage?
Oh, there's room for one more, Jim. Miss Caldwell, shake your hand to Ranch House Jim. Jim, this is Miss Mary Caldwell. It's new school mom over at the Royal Seiko.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
Well, it looks like you two are the only passengers I got today. Reckon we better get ready to shake, rattle, and roll.
Well, I'll ride on and talk with you.
No. You do no such thing, Jim. I ain't got no room. Besides, you could be lonesome like Miss Caldwell. She ain't got nobody to talk to.
You live on a ranch?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it a big ranch?
No, ma'am.
Have you lived out here all your life?
Yes, ma'am.
This is the first time I've ever been out west. My home's in Michigan. Have you ever been in Michigan?
No.
I've read so many books and seen so many movies about the West. You're the first cowboy I've ever really known.
Yes.
All right, get your hands high, driver. Keep them high. Lewis inside, get out. Don't start up the police.
It's a holdup. What should we do?
Like the man says, he's got the gun.
You two will let inside?
I reckon we are.
Where are you carrying your wallet?
Out here.
Keep your hands up. I'll get it. Lady, I'll trouble you for that purse.
Yes, sir.
That's a right pretty watch you're wearing.
Oh, it's not worth anything. It was my grandmother's. Please don't take
Shut
it.
Up. Oh. I got three men coming up the river off yonder. So don't get no notions about using that Winchester up there in the seat. You got orders to keep you covered till I'm out of range. Adios, amigos. Who just got his? Get him back.
Aren't you going to do something?
Ain't much we can do, ma'am. Leastways, not for a little bit. Maybe he's lying about them men of his'n, and then again, maybe he ain't.
You just stood there and let him take your money and my handbag and watch. I thought Western men were brave, but you're nothing but a coward. I wish I were a man.
Miss Calvert, if you was a man, right now you'd be dead. And that gent with the black mask wasn't talking just to hear himself make conversation.
Senor Jim, you see the senorita call you a coward?
She didn't skip it, Pedro. I'm going to get that watch of hers back if it takes me from that or who laid the chunk.
But this old-up man's, you do not know who he is?
No, I never seen him nor his horse before, Pedro. He had a mask on. But if I ever bump into him, I'll know him by his voice. I never heard such a low voice.
Miss Jim, did he sound like a big old grizzly bear growling?
Yeah, I reckon you might say so, Farball.
Miss Jim, when I was in town getting supplies last week, there was two men in Mr. Cooper's store, and one of them had the deepest voice I ever did hear.
You know who he was, Farball?
No, sir, Miss Jim, but I hear the other man call him Blackie.
Blackie. Pedro, if that ain't Blackie Stanton, I'm a sheepherder.
Well, is this Senor Blackie Stanton not in the plantation?
No. I hear they turned him loose a couple of months ago. Probably back over in Placerville. That's his old hangout.
Why do you not tell the sheriff?
I'd be wasting my breath. Sheriff over at Placerville is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Wouldn't surprise me none if Blackie whacks up with him.
And say, oh, Jim, there's only one thing for you and me to do.
Yeah, I was figuring on you saying that, Pedro. He's probably got a gang with him.
When Senor Angel, Jim, and Pedro are together, are they two, not a gang?
Set him up with the crowd, Mike.
That's him, Pedro. I'll cover him. You keep your gun on the rest of him.
Si, senor, Jim. Here's a girl, man. Drink hearty.
Keep your hands high, gents, just like you got them now. My partner's got a nervous trigger finger.
Hey, what is this? A holdup?
If it is, you're on the opposite end of where you usually are. Your name Blackie Stanton?
What if it is?
I just wanted to ask you a question. It's all about a holdup yesterday on the stage between Navajo Sink and Mesa Verde.
Why are you asking me? I don't know nothing about it.
Blackie, you can cover your face with a mask, but that voice of yours is a dead giveaway. You took $32 from the lady and $87 from me. I want $119 back and the lady's watch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe so, maybe no. I just helped myself to your wallet. I told you to keep them high. Now, where's the lady's watch?
I tell you, I don't know nothing about it.
In 5 seconds, Blackie, I'm going to blow a hole. A great big hole right through your middle. One, two, three.
Okay. It's in my shirt pocket.
I'll get it. Now, all you gents. My partner and me are backing out that door. Anybody tries to follow us is liable to get unhealthy. Fast. Come on, Pedro.
Si, senor, Jim.
Get on Diablo, Pedro.
Si, senor, Jim. Okay, let's go. Come on, Diablo.
Don't let him get away!
Senor Jim, they hit you.
Just stick my arm. Don't worry, Pedro. They'll never catch us now.
Mr. Jim, are you sure you're going to be all right?
Sure, Fireball. That bullet didn't do no more than scratch a hide. You got it straight now, like I told you?
Yes, sir. I is to take this box to Miss Mary Caldwell at the Oreo Seiko School.
That's right. Now, what did I tell you to tell her?
You told me to tell her a gentleman asked me to bring it to her. Hmm. And I ain't supposed to tell her that the gentleman is you, Mr. Jim.
Yeah, and you make sure you don't tell her neither. She don't know you, and she don't know you work out here at the Lazy J. So she'll probably be between a hard spot and a rock trying to figure out where her money and her watch come
from. Excuse me, please, ma'am. Is you... Wait, let me see what it say on the tape. Oh. Is you Miss Mary Caldwell?
Yes, that's my name.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Jim, I mean a gentleman asked me to give this to you.
To me?
Yes, ma'am.
Why, it's $32, the amount I lost when we were held up.
Yes.
And my watch.
Yes.
Who was this gentleman who asked you to bring me this?
He was just Jim.
Was his name Ranch House Jim?
Oh, Lord, he's going to scare me alive for this. But my mama back in Alabama told me not to never tell no fears, not even little ones. Yes, ma'am, it was Miss Jim.
Well, do you know where and how he got this money and my watch?
Yes, ma'am. He figured out that hold-up man was Mr. Blackie Stanton. So Mr. Jim, he just walked in on Mr. Blackie and his gang, and he had to shoot about 25 of them.
Merciful heavens, did he kill them?
No, ma'am, he just fatally wounded them. So he said to Mr. Blackie, "Lesson you wants the same as I give about 25 of your men, just hand me over the money and that watch you stole from Miss Mary Caldwell." Ain't you feeling good, Miss Mary?
I called him a coward.
Yes, excuse me for saying so, but that was where you stubbed your toe, because Miss Jim wasn't scared, not even when that bullet hit him.
You mean he was wounded?
Yes, ma'am. Old bullet busted up his arm, but he ain't going to die.
But he might have been killed. And he did it for me. I'll never forgive myself for saying what I did.
Oh, don't you fret none about that, Miss Mary.
As soon as the afternoon session's over, I'm going out to his ranch. I'm going to tell him how sorry I am. I'm going to kiss him.
Hey, Well, go ahead, Barbo. What did she say when she saw the money in the watch?
Well, so Miss Jim, she said,
Senor Jim, a very faulty senorita's coming up to the ranch house.
Where? Jumping June bugs. Is that Mary Caldwell?
Sure is, ain't it?
Barbo, did you tell her it was me?
Well, listen, Miss Jim, it was this way.
Did you or didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What did she say?
Well, she said she's coming out here to tell you how sorry she is, and she also said she's going to kiss you.
What?
Yes, sir.
I got to get out of here. Tell her I ain't here. Tell her I went to Africa.
Oh, that's in your gym. I will go, Fires Ball. Buenas tardes, senorita. I am Pedro. Will you please come in?
Thank you. I wanted to see Ranch House Jim.
Oh, que triste. How sad I am to be forced to say the good Senor Jim is not here.
Oh, do you know when he will be here?
He say he
will not say, senorita.
I see. Oh, would you give him a message for me?
Oh, con mucho gusto, with much pleasure.
Please tell him for me. Please tell him that Mary Caldwell thinks he's the bravest man who ever lived. Thank you, and goodbye.
Adios, senorita.
You laugh. Hey, you laugh, Hyena. Is she gone yet?
Si, senorita. She has gone. The coast is clear.
Well, what in the cat hair have you fellas found that so funny?
The senorita have asked me to tell you, she thinks that you are the most brave man in the world. Would she say that if she see you running away from a petticoat?
And that was about as close a shave as I ever had along them lines, buddies. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Like I said at the start of my story, I'm plumb scared of gals unless they're over 70 or under 70. Or maybe I just better say I'm plumb scared of gals. Well, pal, I guess you can see why they call this the Wild and the Woolly West, where men are men. Yes, and being a real he-man calls for real he-man food, like those energy-giving, muscle-building pancakes made with new and different Ranch House pancake flour. Now, us cowboys have them every morning for breakfast, and often for lunch and supper, too. Maybe with ham, or nippy cheese, or with a sizzling fried egg. And as soon as you try Ranch House pancakes, Waddies, you'll know why we're so keen about them. Because you'll find they're as light as a Colorado cloud. So keep fit and fed like me and the boys, and eat plenty of these scrum-luscious, nourishing Western-style pancakes. Have Mom get ready-mixed Ranch House pancake flour today in the red and yellow box with my picture on the front. Well, next week, Waddies, I'm going to tell you about a time when I played like I was cute. That sounds funny, don't it? But it's a funny story, and I'm satisfied that you like it. And say, be sure to tell your moms to listen to old Ranch House Jim every Tuesday and Thursday.